Welcome to Time to Baba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 1st, 2019, day 304. Today's topic, in your suffering, eat this scroll, speak my words. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 119, verses 81 to 88. Ezekiel chapter 1 to chapter 3, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 to 19. Proverbs 26, verses 24 to 26. Today's main passage, that's from Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1 to 11. And he said to me, Son of man, eat what is before you, eat this scroll, then go and speak to the people of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. And he said to me, Son of man, eat this scroll I am giving you, and fill your stomach with it. So I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. He then said to me, Son of man, go now to the people of Israel and speak my words to them. You are not being sent to a people of obscure speech and strange language, but to the people of Israel, not to many peoples of obscure speech and strange language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely if I had sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the people of Israel are not willing to listen to you because they are not willing to listen to me. For all the Israelites are hardened and obstinate. But I will make you as unyielding and hardened as they are. I will make your forehead like the hardest stone, harder than flint. Do not be afraid of them or terrified by them, though they are a rebellious people. And he said to me, Son of man, listen carefully and take to heart the words I speak to you. Go now to your people in exile and speak to them. Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, whether they listen or fail to listen. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received, yes, I received. Today is, in your sufferings, eat this scroll, speak my words. In 1998, during a daily devotion, I was reading today's Ezekiel's passage and received the importance of eat the scroll. I found out that many Christians in our church had not completely read through the whole Bible. That's how I launched a Eat the Scroll campaign, encouraging our people to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and to issue a certificate for those who completed. There were more than 100 people completed, including my 10-year-old son, Ignatius, who were ordained as a priest on October 10, 2016. Praise the Lord to command us to eat the scroll continuously. In January 1st, 2016, Richmond Emmanuel Church started to use the 1 year reading the whole Bible time with Abba list, encouraging people who participate to read the whole Bible every year. And we started our everyday 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. scribing the Bible using the TWA list, and then a Holy Communion and a group praying session after that. Many brothers and sisters have been renewed and have the guts to testify what God wants us to say to bring healing, freedom, and salvation to many people the past 4 years. How about you? How to start Eat the Scroll? Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to start eating the scroll so that we have the guts to testify what you want us to say to bring healing, freedom, and salvation to many people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to start eating the scroll so that you have the guts to testify what God wants you to say to bring healing, freedom, and salvation to many people? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.